First, thanks to the organizer giving me this excellent chance. And second, this is the last talk of this workshop, and but this is the first my first public talk. So if I am a little bit nervous, please encourage me. So today, what I'm going to talk is about the Kubakuma Waffle architecture. So let X be a smooth color BL threefold, and let M, let me give a star G, this X bit be the modular space of stable maps. But here this domain may be disconnected. And such that this F sigma, this is in the class bit, and this is genus G. So we define the partition function, the topological stream partition function, in general, this is in the ring. About this part, Q part is a rational function, and about this this capital Q is a formal power series. And this Z bit, this is defined as, yeah, maybe I should write lambda. I will explain the Q later. So this is G, bigger than 0. Lambda 2g minus 2 times this degree of this Majorette space. With the virtual class for this. So, and we know that here, this bit is in the H2x. And the Kubakuma Waffle conjecture means that there is the integral structure of this topological stream partition function. This is the exponential to the this F. Here F is equal to the sigma. This G bigger to 0, M bit of N here Qm 2g minus q times this capital Q m bit. Let me explain a little bit. This is so-called the Kubakuma Waffle event. The here, the actually it's a little bit different from the original version because the original one used the sign, and here basically you can see this function. This is a hyperbolic sign. So this is kind of like the first y negative to the g minus 1. So here I still call it the Kubakuma Waffle invariant. And this q is equal to the e to the square root of lambda, negative 1 lambda. So the conjecture means that these are integers. Today, the main result I want to say is that so the Kubakuma Waffle conjecture is the equivalent an algebraic structure of this Z bit. So it means that if this Z bit, so can say there's a Q. If this is in a ring, and this is equivalent to, let's define P bit X is equal to the X to the G. So this condition is equivalent to this P bit x is a polynomial, integer polynomial, coefficient polynomial. So let me explain this ring. LV is equal to, so here, let me denote Vn is equal to Qn over 2 minus Q negative n over 2 square. And if n is equal to 1, so I just write down as V. So this ring actually is a rational function of this V. And here it's AVBV, a integer polynomial. And BV is finitely many product of this VK. So of course, you know, once we know that this of course this will imply the Gopikuma Vafa conjecture. And if we know that this is a polynomial, we just do the expansion and we find that from this side it's totally trivial. So what I want to prove is this side. So before proving this theorem, let's look at why this is easier. And I would basically just topological string. This is Gopikuma Vafa conjecture. And I mean, once if we can have a good understanding of this topological string partition function, and we can use this theorem to prove this Gopikuma Vafa conjecture. For example, here I will give several examples. Yeah, actually originally I only have two, but after Jim Bryan's talk, I thought about this local version. It means L1. If we define this corresponding local Gopikuma Vafa invariant, we can still use this to verify it's integer. So I will talk about this local toric final surface case and the general toric convolution. The three cases. And basically, once we have a formula for this topological string, it's really easy to verify that structure. So let's first look at this local curve, this setting. So in that case, so this is D here. So I mean, from this formula, this actually I forgot, but it's something, this is a finite sum. This is finite sum, and then this is some sum of partition. This is rho. This is the hook length of this block. So the rho we can associate with the Young diagram, and then this is the hook length of that. I guess it's 2g minus 2 q k rho g minus 1 minus k. So, yeah, maybe a plus minus sign here. I've got the concrete formula. But the main part is here. That's when we see that we directly can see this, that one is in that ring. So let me write down, this is this one. I mean, actually, this formula is a QH block. Yeah. So this is 2G minus 2. So for this part, it's of course you can see that it's a polynomial of ZZ. So this is we can prove in this form this lemma. So if F Q is in the ring of Q and Q minus one, so if it satisfies this F Q is equal to this symmetry, one of Q, this implies F Q is a polynomial of V. So this V is defined here. So of course this part is in LV, and we know that LV is a ring. So we only need to, you know, and once we if we use the rho transpose here, this part remains the same. So it means that when we pair the rho and the transpose of rho, but in this part it becomes k rho transpose is negative k rho. Here this k rho defines as the content of the block, which is this block is in the Young diagram. Okay, so actually this is an even number. So once we have this, so so for this function, it satisfies this. So actually in this case, this is in ZV. So of course, by that theorem, we can prove the integrality. Now I will go to the local case. So local case, local final surface. So the S is a local, it's a toric, non-singular, final surface. So the local Calabi-Yau geometry means that the Carnoulli bundle over S. And in this case, we can define the Gourmand with invariance by the excess integral. Here, excess integral means we have the modular space, this S bit, and the universal curve, and the evaluation map. This is a universal curve here. So we pull back and push forward. So the Gourmand with invariance in this case is defined by S bit, the virtual class, and since this is negative bundle, so we take R1. And then the partition function will be exponential of k bit g lambda 2g minus 2 q bit. So in this setting, by the two-partition Hodge integral theory developed by LLZ, and actually we can get this one using the Chern-Simon theory, and we have this formula. R1, there's a lot of partition, and WR1, R2, Rn, R1. This is like a cycling. And a negative 1 to the sigma, gamma 1, here Ri. The absolute value of a partition is, I mean, the sum of all the elements. So here, Q, 1 half, Kri, sigma. So now let me explain what this is. For example, let's look at the toric diagram of P2. So we have three clots. The self-intersection number is 1. So for each one, each edge we associate with a partition. So in this case, the ZB, this P2, is equal to sigma R1, R2, so negative 1, the self-intersection number is 1, so that would be sigma Ri, absolute value of that. The Q here is 1/2 KRi. So, yeah. And then I want to show that this is in that ring. So this is an even number. So this is an integer here. And if we take the, we always pair these partitions and with their corresponding transpose. So for this one, we always get Q, the same thing, but with minus. And this is integer, we don't care. And one thing is that, this is transpose and the same. So for this one, we consider this is a, what is this lambda mu? This is the Chen-Simon invariance of the Hopf link. It is defined by the Schur function. This is the Schur function, and the Q rho is Q negative 1, Q negative 3 over 2, Q, and keep going. This is maybe, sorry, N plus. So, and if we simplify, we can get this is lambda multiplied by this part. Actually, when we calculate this, it becomes like phi r. This ri is some integer number, and this is the only finite product, and this is a q. This is a q here. So this phi q r is 1 minus q, 1 minus q r. So what we do for this is we pair we square them. So we have to balance, we have to keep this. And for each one, we take Q. So corresponding is sigma Ri, Ri plus 1. We take Q, then it becomes Q 1/2, negative 1/2. Q R negative. So this is nothing, just the V1, VR. So why I want to do this, make sure this part remain the same when we flip the Q and the 1 of Q. But for this part, this is a integer polynomial of Q, and this is a numerator, is okay. And the trouble is here. Maybe there will be some like 1 of 2. But the thing is that when we take this sum for each partition, it appears twice. The reason is for any edge is shared by two vertices. So in the end, there will be integer here. So okay, then we can, it's very easy to show this. If I take transpose 1 over Q, then this gives Q and Q, 1 over Q symmetry. So we're done. So the toric case, for general toric case, so So in this case, it's calculated by, you know, it's proposed by A, K, M, V, and follow the mathematical proof of L, L, and V. So this Z beta is equal to, this is the finite sum of, this is associated corresponding to the toric diagram. Yeah, I don't have time to say it. Let's just write down the formula and then, because I want to focus on this proof. This is equal to the contribution, you know, when we take a localization, contribution will from the edge. So this is a negative. This is some integer number associated with the graph. And VE, this is some partition we put on the edge. There's, yeah, and E here. And the from the vertex part, and this is the, maybe I'll write this. And this part, for each vertex, it's a traveling graph. We associated three partitions. And this CV, the error, it means that the topological vertex. For the both cases, we can verify that the structure. Yeah, because it's we only need from that one we can see that we only need the symmetry here, right? So this means that basically we take the transpose of this Q. I only need, for example, if this is lambda mu v, I only need this. This formula, into the transpose here, 1 over Q. Because I need this. So yeah, maybe I let me move on to the proof of that. So now let's see this structure. So we know that from here, exponential of sigma beta. Yeah, we will rewrite this formula in this way. N divided by beta here. N divided by beta means that we can fix the base in the H2x, Z. And identify with Z to the M. So it means N divided by beta means N divided by every component of this beta. So here we have 1 over N. This P beta divided by N, this Vn. Then we take log because it's corresponding to this Q. We take log and we can prove a generalized version of Mobius inverse function. We get this formula. So let me explain this theta, this left arrow lambda, this left arrow z left arrow. So I define this as lambda 1, lambda k. It's an easy sequence here. And for each lambda I is in zm, z to the m's power here. And we can define the total order of this set. For example, you first compare the sum of this, it's like degree of this. And maybe the order is like this. Lambda I, lambda j, we can write as lambda I1, lambda im, this is lambda j1, lambda jm. So first I compare the sigma, lambda ki, with this sigma k, lambda kj. If the left one is bigger than that, I define this as bigger. This lambda I is bigger than this lambda j. Otherwise, I will compare from the first to the end. Yeah. So this theta lambda left arrow is defined by left. It's a negative one to the L of. So here, I write in this way, I require that there are only finite many non-zero. That's minus one. Let's see here, automorphism of this. So this automorphism means that we modulate the automorphism group of this. This is called a partition of compositions. I don't have a good name yet, but anyway. So, here, there's a lemma here. If this is equal to C over D, it's a rational number. And this can imply lambda is equal to mu to the dth power. Here I mean mu lambda dth power. I mean that for lambda 1, I repeat it d times. Lambda 2, d times. So, we have to start with this because I want to say that I have to explain Z lambda. Z lambda is the multiplication of Z lambda I, my bigger number, the one. So we know that this is in the LV, in the ring LV. So of course, Z left arrow of lambda is in LV. I want to prove that this P beta V is in this ring. And let's suppose we have this. We can directly see that we have the results. So, this is a key point here. So, in general, we can write the AV, the BV is the multiplication of those VK. So, we can see that now we can look at this as a Lorentz series of Q. Remember that the V is equal to Q, 1/2 minus Q to the negative 1/2 squared. Once we look at this as a Lorentz series of Q, the right-hand side, because it's polynomial, this is polynomial, and this is the structure of this. So, for the right-hand side, we look at the Lorentz series in this domain, then Q is equal to 0, is at most pole. But look at the left-hand side. This is equal to sigma m beta g, v to g. If there are infinitely many numbers non-zero, so it means that the Q is equal to 0 is an essential singular point, right? So that's a contradiction. This contradiction tells us there are only finite many number of this Gobakumov-Waffen invariant non-zero. So from this we can directly get P beta V is a polynomial. But so far we only know that it's a rational number. And again, from this structure we can see that it's an integer polynomial. That's, maybe I use it. So left is kind of easy, because if it's not a integer, actually we can always write down as a, this is an integer polynomial divided by some k. This is a natural number, but here actually we can require positive. Then this is equal to av bv here, and we multiply and divide and multiply by k. So this we know that it's all, this is a multiplication of vks, and we know that vn is actually is a monic polynomial of v. If we extend it, it's trivial. So if this k cannot divide by this, every element this has to be divided by this, and then k is equal to 1. So this implies that the p bit v is in vd. Now we only have to show that this this part. Okay. So we can see from this formula, we can see that, you know, in general it will be 1 over C times HV. This HV is in the ring LV. The reason is because there might be possible this denominator here, there's a denominator here. And actually it happens when multiple cover happens. So we have to deal with that. The point is that from that lemma, we have a one-to-one correspondence to, when we calculate the bit, I mean the all the partition contributions, there's some p, I mean prime, p is prime, it involved in the denominator. It's one-to-one correspond to the bit over p. So here, I mean, because I want to show, when I want to show this by, if p, because here we can easy to see that, because n is divided by bit. For this lambda, if it's not the integer number, so from this lemma we know that the denominator has to divide by this bit. Actually divide by this bit over n. So if there's c here, this c has to be divided by bit. So now we come to the proof of this. The way I prove it is that if beta, the p is a prime number, can divide bit, then p cannot divide by c. Then this implies c has to be 1. So here I prove this. By this one-to-one correspondent. Okay, we can rewrite that p bit is equal to n. P is, does not divide n. Here mu n here is the Mobius function. If it's, I mean, the definition is, if it's p1, pr is square free, it's negative to the rth power. Otherwise, 0. So, one possibility p appears in the denominator is in this n. So it means that we can, this part is np. And by this property of the Mobius function, because it's a square free, so p only appears once. And plus. Now, p does not appear here, but it appears in the denominator of theta lambda here. But in this case, we know that once it appears as a denominator of that, we can write lambda is equal to mu p. So here, I can write as a mu, this is p divided by p. This is mu p to the power. Then I combine this two. So this is equal to so remember this mu np is equal to negative mu n. So here let me change this index and let's rewrite this. So here will be minus 1 over p. I will take a p out. And plus p to the power. So here, because this is a multiplication of each component, so that will be the p to the power of this. Now we have to show that because there's no p appears here. So I show that for each term of this, there's no p in the denominator. Here I always it's not equal. I should say this is a. I use this notation means that I only consider all the terms that contain the p factor in the denominator. For the other thing, I don't have care. So. Again, this part, I use this sign. It's at 0. Module. So for this part, after we prove this number theory, SK minus PR minus 1A, this modulo 0 p to the r to r power. This is not very hard. So after that, this is totally translated into this situation. This x p power to the p r minus f x. This is not p r minus 1. This is modulo 0 with p. The same as this. And we know that this is equivalent to APR minus APR minus 1 modulo 0 with p. This is Fermat theorem. So we finished this proof. Okay, let me talk about the little more about this polynomial p beta. So because it's a polynomial, its natural thing is what is the degree of polynomial. And I calculate for the local toric final series. So this actually is the a beta. Let's say this is S. Here. This means that the curve sitting inside in the class beta, the arithmetic genus of that. So actually, this information really shows that maybe this Gubakumov-Waffle invariants are related to the embedding curves. And one more important is that when we consider the coefficients and consider the highest the coefficients of the highest order, this is equal to chi L beta. So this L beta is the holomorphic line bundle associated to this divisor beta. And this is a Euler characteristic. And and actually this, oh, this plus minus, it depends on the, you know, because I choose a different sign. Let's just look at some example like T2. Toric diagram, we have this. And FK, the Hertzberg surface. Hertzberg surface is P1 over P1 bundle. And we use B represent the class of the base manifold. And the F represent, yeah, maybe right this way. And this is a KM. So it is defined by the intersection is so let's consider this two situation. In the P2, this number actually is 1/2 D plus 1, D plus 2. Use the Riemann rule. Actually, we can see that the combinatorics explanation. If we put X1, X2, X3 on three sides, this number is the number of the solution, integer solution of X1 plus X2 plus X3 is equal to D. If the, of course, here beta is a D. And for the FK, the former, I guess it's a M1 plus, oh, D plus 1. For the Hertzberg surface, this number corresponds to this. And this is the number of a solution of, if I put the X1, X2, X3, X4, here, that's the X1 plus X3 is, let's put the beta is equal to DM, the class. And this is a D, X2 plus K, X3 plus X4, XM. It's the number of the integer solution of this. Yeah, okay. So that's it. Thank you. I think time is over, yeah. I mean, from this, so it is very interesting that this is really a kind of counting the curves. And it's X1 plus X2 or plus X3 is D. So I really want to study this kind of invariants in the future. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you say that
Klimov stock,
you can do the local
Klimov
for an arbitrary curve with vector
level? Yeah, I guess for that one, you define the corresponding Klimov, local version of the Klimov alpha invariants. Yeah, we can still prove that inequality. Yeah.
Very diverse group of people, and they rate with the speakers and provided a simulated experience, whether it's what.